This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our discussion on the tilawah of the Noble Quran, today we look at some general guidelines. The first thing that we are going to discuss is the time. Which is the best time to read the Noble Quran? So if you look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hadith speaks, مَنَعَتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ, that on the day of Qiyamah, the Qur'an will intercede on behalf of the reciter, arguing that, O Allah, I stopped him from sleeping at night. Therefore, accept my intercession on his behalf. So from here, the ulama deduce that this hadith is making reference to the night, which means that the best time for Qur'an tilawah is the night. And from amongst the night, the latter portion where tahajjud is read, that time is the best time to read the Qur'an al-Kareem. And the reason why the Qur'an should be read at this time is because the heart, the mind and the soul are extremely alert and receptive. And number two, there's no distractions at that time. You are solely discussing and communicating with your Creator and reading his book, mashallah. There's nobody distracting you at that moment. There's no phone beeping. There's no phone ringing. There's nobody coming in every 2 minutes to talk to you. Therefore, it's a very unique time of the night where you are talking to Allah through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the night is generally reserved for Quran al-Kareem. Having said that, if one is unable to recite the Quran at night, for whatever reason it may be, he can always read Quran at any other time of the day also. The important thing is to select a time where you are comfortable and where you can live up to that commitment every day of your life. So choose a suitable time. It shouldn't be that one day you are reading in the morning, one day in the afternoon, one day in the night, one day you skip. Generally, if there's a routine, then it's easier to follow through with the Noble Quran and its recitation. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that how much should I recite? Well, the Quran says, فَقْرَأُ مَا تَيَسَّرُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, read however much is possible for you to read. Now, there's no blanket rule here. Every person is different according to his capabilities, according to the time available, according to how his schedule is looking like. So the main thing is to work according to how much he can manage with every day. But the principle is that he must choose that much which he can read every day of his life. Which takes me to the third point, and that is to read with continuity, with perpetuity every day. As the hadith mentions, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The best of actions in the eyes of Allah is that action which is done with continuity, even if it is little. So select that much which you can manage on a daily basis, even if it is 4 pages or 5 pages, if it is 1 para that you can manage every day, 1 juz every day, then let it be 1 juz. If it is 1/2 juz, then let it be 1/2 juz. If it is quarter, let it be quarter. Whatever amount you are able to read every day, select that much. And number four, as far as general guidelines is concerned, is that we should beautify our recital with the rules and the laws of tajweed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that what is the essence of tajweed? The essence of tajweed is تَجْوِيدُ الْحُرُوفُ وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْوُقُوفُ, is to recite every letter from its proper مخرج, meaning from its proper origin, and number two, to learn the laws of stopping. So you don't just stop in the middle of the ayat, nor do you just continue reading and then abruptly stop, but you stop at the appropriate place without changing the meaning. Likewise, you articulate every letter from its proper makhraj, from its proper origin. So that takes you to the aspect of tajweed, which means that every day we are ought to spend some time, even if it is just 4 to 5 minutes, rectifying our recital. So let's say today you are focusing on the pronunciation of the letter bod, and you are taking the exercises. And the next day you're going on to another letter, and the following day you're going on to another letter, and slowly you are improving on the recital. The message is that till the end you got to continue with the exercise, you got to continue with the practice, you got to continue improvising on your tilawa, and you got to improve every day, mashallah. So that's another point to keep in mind. As far as the pace of tilawa is concerned, you know, people ask, how fast do I read or how slow do I read? So generally speaking, that there are three modes of recital. One is tartil, the other is tadweer, and the other is hadar. Tartil basically means to read slowly. What we are accustomed to listening to Hudhayfi, how he reads, that is called tartil. And then tadweer is moderate. Not fast, not slow. It's a moderate pace. And hadar is a swift pace. But in all modes of recital, the important thing to keep in mind is that the letters are ought to be pronounced correctly, and the rules of tajweed should not be compromised. So if you read in hadar, if you read in fast, it's fine. But it shouldn't be that when you are reading hadar, you are eating up the letters or you're not pronouncing certain words properly because of your pace. If it is impacting on the recital of the letters or the words, then you have to reconsider your pace. The other point to keep in mind is the place. Psychologically, if you get into a particular routine and a particular place and a particular environment, you are able to get going much easier than as of just reading Quran haphazardly. So choose a place in your house or wherever you are reciting the Quran. Make it a conducive environment, free from clutter, free from distractions, and an environment that encourages you to read the Quran and reflect upon its meaning. So choose one spot in the house. Focus on that spot and read your Quran every day at that particular place in the house. Choose whichever place you are comfortable with, but choose a specific spot. And psychologically, this will get you into the mode of Quran recital whenever you get into that place. It will remind you of your Quran. It will remind you of how to recite, mashallah. And the other point to keep in mind is distractions. When you are reciting the Noble Quran, make sure that your phone is turned off. Make sure that the notifications are off. Make sure that there are no vibrating sounds or there's no calls coming through while you are reciting, because it can disturb the momentum and the rhythm of your Quran al-Kareem. So therefore, distractions should be minimized to the best of your ability when you are reciting the Quran, because you want to be devoted when you are reciting the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and assist us all. And the last point I want to share with you today is that there are many apps. Sometimes you look for excuses not to read the Quran. Mawlana, I don't have the Quran in front of me, or my Quran is at home. So we look for excuses. But if you consider how you can use your phone also as a tool to read the Quran, then mashallah, you got no excuse not to read the Quran. There are many apps available. I'll recommend two apps. The one app is Quran 13 line, and this is designed by Qamar Apps. That's Q-A-M-A-R, Qamar Apps. It's a 13 line Quran, a color-coded Quran. It's a beautiful responsive app that you can download on your phone, and it's internet free. That means once you have downloaded, once everything is there, you no longer internet connection to read it. The second app which I would suggest is Quran Kareem. Quran Kareem, and this is specific for the iOS devices. The first one that I just suggested, that is available on both platforms, on Android as well as iOS. The second one, Quran al-Kareem, is only available on the iOS platform. This is a black and white 13-line Quran, but also very responsive and a beautiful layout of the app. So these are general guidelines as far as the tilawa, the first rite of the noble Quran, is concerned. May Allah bless us all.